Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf today lifted a six-week-old state of emergency and amended the constitution. The move has been welcomed by Western nations ahead of the national elections scheduled for January 8th. But critics are cautious because they say he has rigged the political situation in his favor. The order contains a controversial clause that enshrines and indemnifies Musharraf's arresting hundreds of people, cracking down on independent media, replacing Supreme Court justices, and imposing constitutional amendments. Bishop Anthony Theodore Lobo of the Diocese of Islamabad Rawalpindi in Pakistan told us that it remains to be seen what impact the action will have on the country.
When human rights are taken away by the emergency, then any lifting of the emergency will, of course, restore those rights. So it's always better. But he's also amended the constitution on six different points. So, I mean, it's almost like taking with the other hand what he's given with one hand. The constitution can be amended only by an overwhelming majority of parliament, not by one man. He claims he was given the power by the Supreme Court earlier on to do that. And he is exercising that power. It's not very clear that the party that was supporting him is going to win in the face of two big parties, Nawaz Sharif's and Benazir Bhutto's. So there are already accusations that arrangements have been made for massive rigging. So it's to be seen.